Welcome to the Westside Podcast, where you can find real help for real life. We hope you'll take a second right now and subscribe to this podcast and let us know how we can help. You can find out more at westsidecommunitychurch.com. Now join us for this week's installment of the Westside Podcast. If you have ever seen the movie Braveheart, you know you want to be that guy. Just strong, just fearless, just victorious in the face of battle, like unstoppable. But if you're honest and if I'm honest, most of the time in our day-to-day, when we're facing a battle, we're a little bit more like Urkel from the show Family Matters, if you've seen that before. Welcome to the Midweek Motivation Podcast, where we bring practical help for your faith and life. Here's today's episode. Hey friends, this is Gabe Kolstad, and I'm coming to you continuing this conversation about battles, you know, about dragons and dandelions, and about how do you be the kind of person who can win the battle, whether it's a big battle or a little battle, they all matter. And I want to talk to you today about how to build a courageous heart. How do you cultivate a courageous heart? Because that matters a lot. Last weekend at Westside, we talked about decision, direction, discretion, and discipline as four practices that really matter for building your heart. And I want to hone in on the discipline aspect today and talk a little bit about how do you cultivate a courageous heart. Now, think about this. A caterpillar. We all know about caterpillars, right? They're hatched from an egg. They crawl around eating leaves. They, at some point, attach themselves upside down to a branch or a limb, and they weave this cocoon, and they transform into this butterfly. And it's a beautiful thing to think about that metamorphosis, to think about that our battles are really all a part of our own transformation. So yeah, we're going to start out like a caterpillar, and then we're going to fight some battles, and that's going to happen probably as we're in a cocoon. And then we're going to emerge this victorious, multicolor, impressive butterfly, right? But what we don't often think about is what the process of that cocoon experience is like for the caterpillar, because I just learned recently that the caterpillar actually releases some enzymes in that cocoon that completely liquefy its body. In other words, the caterpillar has to completely transform, but has to deconstruct first. And sometimes battles tear us down to our core, and we're not always sure that we can rebuild from there. We're not always confident in the moment of deconstruction when we're being humbled, when we don't have the wind in our sails, when we don't have the answers, we don't have the momentum, it doesn't look good. It's like a valley. And I want to talk to you about how you can strengthen your courage in the valley so that you can stay strong, so that you can emerge in that great, strong, new character. The common problem with your heart and my heart is discouragement. In the cocoon, you know, in the valley, in the battle, in the heat of all of it, sometimes we just get easily discouraged. I know I struggle with that. And I love the verse, Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. It says, "Don't be afraid or discouraged. Be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." God is talking to Joshua, and he's saying, I want you to be very strong and very courageous because I'm with you. There's this reasoning about what he's telling Joshua. And the reason why God was telling Joshua in the Old Testament of the Bible, be strong and be courageous, is because he knew Joshua was going to struggle with these things, because he was going to face circumstances that were not favorable, that didn't look good, that didn't feel good, where it didn't look like they were going to win. And in fact, where sometimes they were going to lose a particular battle, but they were going to win the overall battle. And I also really love King David in the Old Testament. One of my heroes. You know, I hope you have a hero in the Bible. I hope you have people that you look at and you're like, I really connect with this person. They seem so human. Well, all the people in the Bible are so human, right? They've got flaws, but they also have strengths. And if you can find their strength and you can seek to really mimic that, seek to really grow into that, that's what I've done with some of the people that I admire so much from the Bible. David is one of those. And 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6, this is so fascinating, so fantastic to me. It says, "And David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him because all the people were bitter in soul, each for his sons and daughters. But David," it says, "strengthened himself in the Lord his God." It said David was facing these circumstances where he was unpopular. People were mad at him. He'd made some decisions that people didn't like, and now they were mad at him. And there was even a real defeat involved in that. And he was not a popular dude, so he was very distressed. That's a strong statement for a guy like David, distressed in his soul. And it says he strengthened himself in the Lord his God. So he had to go to work on this. You know, he was the one that goes, I'm going to discipline myself to strengthen myself in the Lord my God, because apparently there was no one around him at that point in time. You might feel like this right now. There's no one around me who's encouraging me. You might have to be a David in this moment. You might have to strengthen yourself in the Lord your God. And so I want to talk to you about how you do that. These are disciplines of the mind and heart, okay, to build a courageous heart so that you can stay strong. Here's just a few things that I've learned. These are my practices. These are things that I've learned because, listen, as a person who can very easily focus on the negative, as a person who kind of gets analytical in the moment of battle and starts to count troops and resources and starts to look around, it's easy for me to look at the circumstances and instantly be discouraged. It's very easy for me. So I have to work on this. As I spoke on Sunday at Westside in our Dragons and Dandelions series, I was talking about how I'm a person who needs to work on my mind a lot and on my heart a lot. So these are some of the things that I personally do. And number one on this list is double down on good input. Double down on good input. You need more good input than you think you do. I need more good input than it seems like I should. And, you know, some people look at my life and they go, wow, you're a pastor. You know, you have some other ventures. You got a great family, you know, all these things. But I have to double down on good input because that's just what my mind requires. It's what my heart requires, is that I have more of it. So what kinds of things I do? Well, I listen to a select few podcasts that are very, very, very encouraging, that use scripture, that use positive ideas, that talk about personal growth, that really pump me up. I mean, I love this motivational stuff. I'm all about it. I love it. And so I'm a junkie on this stuff. I mean, every single day I'm listening to and reading and absorbing positive teaching. That's good input. And it starts for me with the Bible. It's not a lot. I don't do a ton. I'm not one of those guys that spends hours on my knees every morning before I leave the house. I don't do that. And I admire those people, by the way. What I do is I subject myself to the scripture every single day. I sit down in my special spot. I open up my Bible, and through a systematic reading plan, I just go through one chapter of Proverbs every day and one or two other chapters of the Bible. But I read that in a prayerful spirit and in a spirit of going, God, I want you to encourage my soul right now. I need to strengthen myself in you. And I do that, and I listen to these podcasts, and I'll go to a seminar, and I'll get with a positive friend. I mean, I want to double down on good input. And I think at this time in the world, this time in your life, in your battle, you need to double down on good input as well. That's important to do. So that's number one. Hey, just jumping in right in the middle of this podcast episode to tell you about a resource that you need in your life. You know, if you feel ever stuck in your faith, or if you feel like, I want to grow my faith, but I just don't quite know what the steps are, we got a resource for you called Sticky Faith in a Slippery World. I mean, this world is changing and it's crazy, and we all need something firm to stand on. And I wrote a book for you called Sticky Faith in a Slippery World. You can get your copy right now at the link in the description. Number two, integrate your insights. It's not just enough for me to learn something new that's good. I have to figure out, how do I work that into my life? And for me, a lot of times that is about journaling. This is how I process it. Now, you might do better by talking it out with somebody, or maybe you're just a thinker and you'll go think about it for 15 minutes or half an hour and go, this is what I could do with that. But if you don't get past the idea to the execution of the idea, if you don't get past the new insight into the integration of that into your lifestyle, then you cannot build on that good idea. You know, if there's somebody who has some input for you and says, hey, here's a way you could solve this problem over here with your marriage, or here's a way you could go to work on your parenting skills, and here's an actual tool and an insight, then, you know, you got to stop and ask the question, well, how am I going to integrate that into my life? This morning I read a verse and it made me stop in my tracks. And I had to sit there for a couple minutes. I had to think about, what are two ways I could apply this today? And I found the two ways, and they were very, very practical. And I just wrote them down, just two little things. And today I've been really working on that. I've been really working on, how do I apply these two little things that I got this morning? Because if I don't get it from idea to action, then it doesn't really help me have a courageous heart. Number three is to set intentions for who you'll be. I think this is so important to decide, this is who I'm going to be. And you could even do this on a daily basis. I use a series of questions that prompt me in the morning to think about, I journal these questions, like, what's one word that describes the person I want to be today? And I sometimes, honestly, I had to sit there for 5 minutes thinking about that question. I'm only trying to get to one word, but I need to set an intention on who I'm going to be. And I try to do that every single day because it's not for me. It's not enough to do it once a week or once a month or once a year. I'll forget hour to hour sometimes. Sometimes I got to stop at lunchtime and go back to my answer to that question from the morning because I just got a little ruffled. I got a little riled. I got a little frazzled during the morning. And I need that reminder of like, who is it again I'm trying to be today? Oh, thoughtful. I want to be thoughtful today. Or I want to be loving today. You know, maybe today is, I need to be strong today. Maybe as a leader, I need to be a leader today. Maybe it's compassion. I need to be compassionate today. But this is the way that we decide, how am I going to act? I'm going to set an intention for who I'm going to be today. And this is how we build a courageous heart, because that then becomes the thing that is at the front of the battle. You know, we got this resistance coming to us. Somebody criticizes you, and your reflex might be criticize them back, but better. You know, put them down more than they put you down. Crush them in this fight, you know, destroy this person. And God might be going like, the battle's actually about reconciliation in this case. And so you got to look past your reflexes, maybe even build some new reflexes by saying, here's the intention about who I'm going to be. The fourth practice here, or discipline of a courageous heart, is to evaluate. So good in my life to evaluate. You know, you set these intentions and you go out and you do the day, and then you go, how did the day go? You know, it's kind of like they say the greatest coaches, athletic coaches of all time, they spend their time after the game, maybe the next morning, reviewing the footage. How did it go? What did we do? Where did we drop the ball? You know, could we be tighter over here on defense? Could we be more coordinated over here? You know, how can we improve? And what went well? What are we really good at? You know, we do this at Westside all the time. We talk about improvement. We talk about evaluation, and we try to do it in our own personal lives to go, what's something that God is teaching me? What am I learning? How do I want to improve? But these are questions that we can ask ourselves. And I think a lot of these disciplines are actually just mental heart exercises that could be done through conversation. They could be done through prompts like I use to journal about. They could be done through just maybe words that you have on your mirror, you know, at nighttime you're going to look at and go, how did I feel about today? What's one thing that I loved about today? What's one thing that I wish I would have done differently today? These are great questions for evaluation, to just pause and reflect back over your experience. And for me, this discipline is something that I've started to do every day. And I do it every day for that day, but I also do it once a week for that week. And on my good months, I do it for the month that I just finished. And on my great quarters, I do it for the quarter I just finished. And on the really excellent years, I do it on the year I just finished. Go look back over the year, ask those good questions, you know, evaluate. And sometimes it's even important to ask other people, hey, what do you think about how my month was? You know, if you got a spouse that you can ask, if you've got a friend, if you've got somebody in your household, you can, hey, what do you think about this aspect of where, you know, I really want to be this person. How do you think I've been doing? And maybe you're going to get a great encouragement. Maybe you're going to get something that is constructive criticism that you can build on. And how do you receive that constructive criticism? Well, it probably depends on how well you've done in these other disciplines. Because if you've developed a courageous heart, you can even face truths about yourself that need to change the way you're fighting your battles. That's really healthy. That's how you know you got a healthy heart, is if you can face this, as the great business author Jim Collins says, confront the brutal facts with hope. Like, okay, the brutal fact is I got some work to do in this area, but with hope is, but God has already changed me. Look at all these areas where God has changed me. And that's number five that I want to talk to you about, is to own your wins, to own the wins that you have. Because you could look at your life, and if you don't pause and own the wins, then you might tend to have a discouraged outlook on yourself and on the battles that you face. You might think, I'm never going to win battles. I'm never going to get stronger. I'm never going to be faster. I'm never going to be smarter. But if you can stop and go, wait, what wins did I have? We do this in our West Side staff team every single time we have a staff meeting. And this morning, in fact, we had a staff meeting and we asked the question, where do we see people moving forward in their faith? Because that's our mission at our church, is helping people find and follow Jesus. So when we see people taking a step of growth, for us, it's like fireworks, party, time to celebrate. And every time we do this, it's so funny because we start out, we just ask the question, you know, where do you see somebody moving in their faith? And then the staff just starts talking like nonstop. Today, I think it went 27 minutes of our staff saying, oh yeah, but I saw this person do this, and wow, and look at this group over here, and I can't believe the change I've seen over here, and we're so proud of this person. And we're calling out names and teams and groups and stories, and it's so much fun because it's easy to look at the downside of things. But ask yourself the question, where have you moved in your life? Where have you grown physically, spiritually, financially, relationally, you know, where emotionally? Where have you grown mentally? Where have you seen progress in your life? If you're not making a big deal about that, it's time to start. It's time to build that into your disciplines, to go, I got to give myself a high five sometimes, to go, thank God I'm not where I used to be. Maybe I'm not where I want to be, but thank God I'm not where I used to be. And here's why. Here's how things have changed. Here's the wins I've had. High five, self. You're doing great. You know, you're growing. And this can build a courageous heart that then when a battle comes, you're not going to look at it and be downcast. You're not going to be Urkel. You're going to be Braveheart, because you're going to say, we got this. And you're going to lift your spear into the air and you're going to charge because you know you're strong. Here's the last one. And this is so important. I want to encourage you about this one. Number six, this discipline of a courageous heart is to have a vision beyond the valley. So important. What is your vision beyond the valley? Because most of our battles take us into a valley. A caterpillar, you know, liquefies totally, like has to deconstruct everything, loses almost its identity. And you might have been in a battle that feels so big and so thick and so difficult that you feel like you've lost some of your strength or your identity. And if you don't have a vision for beyond that battle, if you don't have a vision for beyond that valley, then it's going to be easy to get discouraged. But what did God say to Joshua? He said, be strong and courageous because the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And Joshua had a vision for where that was. It was called the Promised Land. He knew that he was going to lead the children of Israel from where they were in the wilderness. They'd been wandering around the wilderness for 40 years. A lot of grumpy people. They were ready for a homeland. And everybody, of course, had an opinion about how this should be done. And I'm sure Joshua got a little tired and discouraged at times. But God said, remember why you're doing this. Remember where you're going. Remember where I'm taking you. Do you know where God is leading you? I mean, he gives us all these wonderful descriptions of our lives. And he talks about how he's building a new character in us. He talks about how we are going to make a difference in this world. We're the light of the world. We're the salt of the earth. You know, what's your vision for beyond your valley? If this battle went really well that you're in, if this valley kind of straightened out and then you're able to ascend the next mountain and you got to the top of the next mountain, what would it look like? What would it feel like? Where would you be? What kind of things would you do? What kind of character would you have built? What kind of relationships would you have around you? Because you start to live into that a little bit, describe that to yourself a little bit, talk about that, pray about that, believe that, because God has a wonderful plan for your life. I'm convinced. And my prayer is that you and me will build courageous hearts so that we can face the battles that are in front of us, because God intends for you and me to be victorious in those battles. So we can transform, see our character built, and see the world around us changed for good. Thanks for being with me today. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Midweek Motivation. To make sure you don't miss any content in the future, please subscribe, share, and if you enjoyed this, give us a like. And consider popping by a Westside service some weekend. You can find out more at westsidecommunitychurch.com. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Westside Podcast. We hope that you'll be taking some next steps in your faith journey, and we'd love to help with that. The most important step you can take is following Jesus. And if today you decided to make that step, we want to encourage you and help you. You can text the word Jesus to 503-905-9067, and we're going to send you some things in the mail to help you grow in your faith. We also would encourage you to stop by this Sunday for a live service, either online or on site right here in the Portland, Oregon area. You can find out more at Westside Community. westsidecommunitychurch.com.